2020 for the purposes of considering two items, those being the adoption of the 2021 annual budget and the consideration of tenders for the procurement of playground construction as part of the Wellington Square redevelopment. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, would you please read the prayer?
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. And it would be remiss of me not to welcome Michelle. This is the first council meeting that Michelle has presided over, so welcome Michelle, and I am sure you will have a long, happy and very productive term as the Chief Executive of the City of Perth, indeed the first female Chief Executive of the City of Perth. So congratulations once again on your appointment. I look forward to working with you for the next few months before disappearing. Okay, from there we'll go on to the apologies. Do we have any apologies?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. Question time for public and notification of deputations. Do we have any questions or deputations, please?
No questions, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. Disclosure of interests. None?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. Matters for which the meeting may be closed.
Sorry. My apologies, Chair Commissioner. I do need to declare that there is, under item 7.2, the tender RFT 000016, that there's an impartiality interest for Mr. Kopek, who worked at Aventuring Civil Engineers from 1991 to 2002. He has had no contact with the owners of the business for more than 15 years.
Thank you. That's more than enough. Mm-hmm. Thank you for declaring that, Mr. Kopek. We'll move on than that. Matters for which the meeting may be closed. We have one, item 7.2, if the commissioners require any commercial and confidence information. We can deal with that behind closed doors, but the regulations provide that. I think we have to go behind closed doors anyway. So we'll do that after we've dealt with the budget. So moving on to item 7.1, which is the adoption of the 2020/21 annual budget. And I understand that Commissioner Kosova has some minor changes to the officer recommendation that are immaterial to the outcome of the budget, nonetheless important. Commissioner Kosova, would you like to point out the changes you'd like to make?
Yes, through the Chair. Thank you for that. I will. But before doing so, if you'll indulge me, unless, of course, you'd like to first get a mover and a seconder, I do just have a question of the relevant officers regarding recommendation 2, and I think they're sufficiently able to be addressed.
Probably best to get the motion on the books first, please, Commissioner.
Happy to move.
Chief Commissioner. Move Commissioner Kosova. Do we have a seconder, please? Commissioner McMath seconds. Okay, Commissioner Kosova, over to you.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. Again, this is complete minutia, and I accept that it's inconsequential in the overall scheme of things, but just seeking officers' clarification and feedback on the ever-so-slight variance between the differential rates that were adopted for advertising at our 30th of June meeting compared with those that are being recommended this evening under Recommendation 2. For example, the commercial category recommended tonight is a rate in the dollar of 6.47853. Adopted for advertising at our June meeting was that exact same number, with two extra decimal points at the end being the digits 1 and 6. this variance only affects the commercial, retail and vacant categories, and it seems to me to just be a rounding issue, but I just appreciate the officer's confirmation of that.
Okay, CEO, could you please direct us to the appropriate officer?
Yes, please. Can we ask the Project Director, Strategic Finance, to respond to the question?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question, Commissioner. You're entirely correct. It is indeed a rounding issue. When the rates modelling is undertaken, it occurs to a greater degree of precision than the actual rates strike. So those minor fractions off the end will be reduced. The good news is that that does mean, of course, that there is a minor adjustment to the amount that will be raised on a particular rates notice downwards.
Commissioner Casada.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner, and appreciate that explanation. Through you, Chair Commissioner, I'd be happy to move an amendment, again, ever so slight, just with some wording adjustments and some structural changes to recommendations 4 and 5. I'd be happy to describe those
sure.
If you would like.
Firstly, I understand that item 2, where it's got 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, that needs to be 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, etc. So
through you, Chair Commissioner, yes, that would be something that I'd be very happy to incorporate into a single amendment.
Okay, thank you. Can I just add before you start, the use of the term adopts by absolute majority, could we please delete absolute majority, because the very nature of adopting this motion by absolute majority means that it doesn't need to be said as such. So, moving on to your changes, please, Commissioner Casada.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. As you've already pointed out, items 1.1 to 1.6 in Recommendation 2 just need to be respectively renumbered 2.1 to 2.6. In Recommendation 4, it's probably easier to just explain the new version rather than comparing and contrasting the changes because they are so subtle, but Recommendation 4 currently starts off as instalment payments, then there is a sentence, then it starts off as a numbered paragraph 4.1, the city will impose in accordance with, etc., etc. It ends with the word subject to, and then the paragraph numbering continues. Typically, anything subject to is a lesser number than the paragraph that has just introduced it, so my recommended amendment would be 4.1 reads as it currently is. The introduction and 4.1 is as it currently states is included in the opening paragraph, so that we have section 4, installment payments, the line underneath it remains as it is. Sorry, 4.1 is the paragraph that appears there, and then where it says subject to, 4.2 disappears, that becomes 4.1.1.
Yes.
And in that line, rather than reading this additional charge and interest rate cannot be applied, delete the words cannot be, replace them with the words not been. And the dates that are listed as 4.2.1, 4.2.2, etc., will just all be bundled up into a new item 4.1.2, and they'd be lettered A, B, C, and D. And then similar changes being made in Recommendation 5, where the opening numbered paragraph 5.1 is no longer numbered because that's just an introductory paragraph. 5.2 becomes numbered paragraph 5.1, and 5.3 becomes numbered paragraph 5.2.
Yep.
And the words in what currently is listed as 5.2 says this interest rate cannot be applied to. Instead, it'll read this interest rate not being applied to. And then in what is currently 5.3, rather than reading the city will recoup the cost of recovery, it will read the city recouping the cost of recovery. And the purpose of those amendments is simply so that it flows more logically from the introductory text which is presented above, which says subject to.
And the use of the words will and can in any legal form
yes.
is problematic.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Cassava. You happy with those changes, Commissioner McMahon?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Commissioner Cassava, would you like to speak for the motion that you have amended?
Through you, Chair, Commissioner, speaking on the amendment?
Yes. Well, I think it's probably more of just an adjustment
yes.
on the grammar, if you like, or the layout of the motion. So
yes.
Its form and substance is essentially the same.
Yes, I agree. Through you, Chair, Commissioner, I'd be happy to speak on the recommendation and the budget overall,
yes.
if I may. Thank you. Without labouring the point too heavily, because I think the report and the opening summary and description contained in the budget document itself is indeed very self-explanatory, I think it's just worth taking a moment to commend the work that city officers have put into it, and also to highlight that this budget has its genesis in countless smaller engagements with members of our community and important stakeholders, including all of the COVID response advisory groups and committees that we've had. We've had retail forums last year, and all of the findings, conclusions and recommendations from those have found their way into this budget and the corporate business plan, strategic community plan and long-term financial plan, which overarch this document. I would, if you'll indulge me, just like to read a paragraph that was included in the agenda papers from the 30th of June council meeting, and from memory that related to the long-term financial plan. And I think this just as equally applies to this budget, which I commend for adoption. And the words then said this: with its focus on making the city more financially sustainable into the future, this plan, or in this case could be this budget, drives structural reform of the city's finances. Previously burgeoning operating expenses have been constrained and brought back to sustainable levels. Expenditure focus has shifted from discretionary projects back to core service, and there is increased commitment to appropriate asset renewal and new or upgraded community infrastructure as part of the city's stewardship responsibilities. For that and many other reasons, I'm very happy to endorse the budget as has been put forward by officers, and thank them for all of their hard work on this.
Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Chair. I'd also like to acknowledge the extensive consultation that's occurred across the city with key stakeholders in putting together this budget. This budget actually reflects unprecedented times with respect to managing the importance of having a sustainable financial position and bringing forward a budget with a surplus, which is highly desirable in the long term, but in the course of the COVID and the need to reinvest into the city on the rebound strategy, I'm very happy to support what I think is an overall very responsible fiscal response to the situation in which the City of Perth finds itself. So I'm happy to also add my endorsement to the budget that's been brought forward by the administration. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. I'd just like to say a few words too. Firstly, certainly my thanks to the staff. Quite an extraordinary amount of time and effort has gone into this budget, given that this is the first budget that in the history of the City of Perth that's actually being guided by a cogent financial strategy. That includes a business plan and a long-term financial plan that accurately reflects the financial position of the city both now and moving forward. The response to COVID has been difficult, but I think the best that the city could do in the circumstances. And I truly believe now that as commissioners, we leave a financial framework and a strategic financial planning system in place that will readily be able to engage with the new council and the new Lord Mayor, so as they may make truly informed decisions on the future of this fine city. on that basis, I'd Commissioner Kosova, do you have anything further to add as the mover of the motion?
Thank you, Chair. Commissioner, no, nothing further.
Okay. On that basis, then, I would put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you. Motion is carried. And please minute the Commissioner's acknowledgement and thanks for the fine efforts of staff in bringing this to fruition. Thank you, Commissioners. Move on to the next item, please, which is the tender for the Kulanka Playground Construction as part of the Wellington Square redevelopment, the very exciting Wellington Square redevelopment. We have an officer's recommendation on page 12. Do we have a mover for that officer's recommendation, please? Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Commissioner McMath, do you have anything to say on this motion?
No, thank you, Chair.
Commissioner Kosova? Okay. On that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 3-0. There is no further business to discuss other than... could I just ask the Manager of Governance, is it necessary for us to now go behind closed doors to ensure that that confidential item remains confidential? It is. Okay. Okay, I'll move that we go behind closed doors. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thanks, Peter. Sorry, we'll be about 2 seconds. Yeah. On that basis, I thank those in attendance at the meeting. I acknowledge the fine efforts of the staff and commissioners and declare the meeting closed at 5:48 p.m.